This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The opinions and suggestions expressed in the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. The following program is sponsored by Cecil & Sons Discount Tires and Tulsa Gas Tech. It's Ask the Experts Weekend on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. Welcome to Wheels with automotive experts from Cecil & Sons Discount Tires in Sand Springs and Tulsa Gas Technologies, your CNG expert, here to answer questions about your car, truck, or SUV. Call or text us at 918-921-1023. The Ask the Experts Weekend rolls on with Wheels with Lloyd Bolin, Troy Cox, Tom Sewell, and the host of Wheels, Denver Fox.
Well, the powers-to-be in the petroleum industry say that fossil fuels aren't going anywhere anytime soon. We'll tell you the details about that coming up. And your questions, as always, you can text them, as many people already have, at 918-921-1023. We're live and local here on this Saturday morning. We can answer your questions here on the radio. Just text them to us. We'll get it on the air for you on this edition of Wheels. Good morning. I'm Denver Fox. Welcome in. Hey, let's talk to Troy Cox, first of all. Troy Cox, Cecil & Son Discount Tires, two locations in Sand Springs and the one in Sepulpa, talking to us remote today. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning, Denver. How are you?
I am doing fine. Yeah, the energy industry kind of got together. They had a big thing in Houston, Texas this past week. And a big conference, and one message came through. They said for the whole thing was that fossil fuels aren't be going anywhere soon. And at the same time, they said their commitment to offsetting emissions was good, which sounds encouraging, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, electric cars, as we've talked about time and time again on the show, have a place. They have some utility, some value, but we just don't have the infrastructure to support the kind of transition the government's wanting us to make. And short of, you know, the kind of effort we put into, you know, the moonshot nationally or into, you know, the nuclear bomb process that we did in World War II. I mean, it's going to take that level of investment. And I just don't see that happening anytime soon.
You know, we are in spring break right now and getting into the beginning of vacation season. A lot of people coming by Cecil & Sons, getting their cars checked over, checking those tires and everything, make sure they're ready for the trip.
Yeah, you know, we saw quite a few, and, you know, we talked about it and we will continue talking about it because, you know, thin tires, when we get into rainy season, which, of course, is the classic spring showers we've all heard about, you know, people worry about hydroplaning, which is a concern. It's a real and valid concern, but there's an easy fix for that. You just slow down.
Yeah.
What people don't think about is, you know, as your tires get thinner, your wet stopping distances increase, and by definition, you cannot plan for an emergency because it's an emergency. So, you know, that extra 2, 3, 5 car lengths it takes to stop from 70 miles an hour on thin tires could be the difference between you walking away with no damage, no accident, or rear-ending somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're getting kind of in the spring rainy season, so that's even more important to make sure your tires are going to get there. And while you're in, maybe get your windshield wipers checked, too. That's always, you never think about it until it is raining. You go, I need to get that fixed. But that's a good thing to get checked while you're there at Cecil & Sons. And you guys are open at 3 o'clock today.
That's right. And, you know, budget for windshield wipers probably once a year. I mean, Oklahoma has such a wide range of temperatures, so much dust and debris in the air, you know, that they just don't last indefinitely. And, you know, you have people come in with 2, 3, 5-year-old windshield wipers going, yeah, they're working fine. But then you pull them in the bay and you hit the spray button to clear some debris and you're seeing streaks and they're chattering or squeaking and making, you know, that noise we all hate.
Skipping across.
Really?
Yeah.
These are fine.
That's true. Anyway, you can take care of them all there at Cecil & Sons. Tom Sewell is here, Tulsa Gas Technology, and he's also got Jack's Wrecker Service. Jack's a busy guy. Has he been hauling people in here on spring break week, Tom?
We were very busy this week. It was a good week. Jack, he just keeps that record running just every day.
Keeps it going. I was talking about this conference that was in Houston, Texas this past week, and Pierce Norton is the CEO of One Oak. You probably know him personally, don't you?
No, I haven't met him personally, but I know who he is.
Okay. He said the demand for energy is not only going to grow, but a sentiment echoed throughout the conference. He said its heightened demand is increasing even though more rapidly because of the computing power needed for artificial intelligence, and he painted a picture of energy addition rather than energy transition. So he's thinking, and he's kind of primarily talking about natural gas too, which of course you deal with compressed natural gas all the time, and certainly got plenty of natural gas out there, don't we?
We do. The world is making natural gas every moment of every day. It's coming from the earth. And then we are now transitioning to a lot of our gas for the transportation is renewable natural gas, which is, you know, the gas coming from landfills or they take the dairy farms or the chicken or whatever, the leftover when they do it, and they digest that and make methane gas out of it. So we have a lot of gas available, whether it's generating electricity, moving a vehicle, you know, running a burner tip. Our economy grows with energy, and we have to keep exploring, getting new energy all the time.
Absolutely. Lloyd Bolden is here, the king of the crankshaft, and invented PC 41 Plus, the headlamp restoration product. And we're going to be – Lloyd, good morning.
Good morning.
And we're going to be needing to kind of bring our PC 41 out here in the next probably few weeks because more sun, more daylight.
Yeah, it's getting that time of year. The temperature's right, everything.
So. Yeah, it'll make those headlamp lenses, the plastic lenses, kind of fuzzy, and you invented something that really works great on it.
I like that word funky. We have to add that in there somewhere.
Yeah, put that on your label there. It's funky.
Yeah.
You know, we and I have done this program for years, and way back when, and people started talking about, yeah, we're going to transition to, you know, using less fossil fuel. And I remember you saying this right off the bat. You said it's going to have to begin with hybrids. They're going to have to work with hybrids because they're just not ready. And this was like 20 years ago we started talking about that. And that's really been the case, hasn't it?
Yeah, I don't see how it cannot always, we'll always have hybrids. I just can't see that. We're and just not, the world's not set up for it.
And actually, you got a new study that's out that's saying sometimes the hybrids and the electric vehicles really have better impact on the environment than just straight electric
and
vehicles.
And they work very well.
Yeah, working good. And Tom, we've got a question, a text message here at 918-921-1023. It says, based on what you're saying, it seems to me battery electric mowers and lawn equipment makes sense. And I think that's true in many cases.
Absolutely. I think a battery-powered lawnmower in a in a residential setting where you just got a subdivision full of homes, small homes, it'd be great for that. You don't need to, you know, plow around with a big old gasoline mower. An electric mower will work great. And, you know, I'm looking at buying one of those electric, just the blower, leaf blowers.
Yeah, those are great.
Yeah, because I don't... You know, I've got big ones for if I'm going to do the big yard where the big leaves, but just around the house, yeah, that thing worked great.
You know, a gadget that I don't really need, but I'd like to have is one of those little mini chainsaws that are electric.
I have one.
Do you have one?
Yeah.
You cut off limbs and stuff?
Yeah. Like, well, mine's a pole saw, but I can break it down where it's only about 3 feet long.
And yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, that's a fun thing, isn't it? I mean, just looks like it'd be great. And I saw a video where they charged it up and he cut a whole bunch of limbs within it and just kept going. The batteries hold up. They're really making batteries where they don't run down as quickly as they used to.
Yeah, especially I don't in my shops, I don't know what I would do if I had to go back to corded or air tools again. We use electric tools like crazy, battery-powered electric tools.
It'd be tough.
Oh, yeah. And our shop, I don't know when, you know, I've got a brand spanking new Snap-on pneumatic ratchet. I've never used it because we use the battery ones, and they work so good.
I had a, you know, one of those battery-powered, you know, you can get all kinds of stuff. We were talking about the battery mowers, but, and that is really good for, you know, maybe up to, I don't know, an acre or something. But if you got more than an acre to mow, if you got a big lawn, you may need to
Yeah.
You've seen some that didn't quite, electric mowers that didn't, at least as far as the big zero turn mowers, didn't cover it all.
We've got a friend, it's a neighbor of a family member. They've all got big yards, multi-acre yards, and the neighbor can't mow his multi-acre yard in one setting with his electric zero turn. Oh. Where, you know, my brother-in-law, he just gets out there and plows away with his Hustler and, you know, one shot does it all every time.
It's amazing. All right, if you got questions for us, you can text them to us, 918-921-1023, 717 on this Saturday morning. You're listening to Wheels On and Ask the Experts Weekend on K.
It's an Ask the Experts Weekend on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. The wheels are rolling this morning with answers to your automotive questions from the experts at Tulsa Gas Technologies and Cecil & Sons Discount Tires.
721 on Wheels and Cecil & Sons Discount Tires is the place to go for your tire needs. Struts, brakes, shocks, the whole nine yards. It's where we all go to buy our tires. And, Troy, you do all kinds of service work. And in fact, we were just talking here off the air. We haven't talked about cabin filters in quite a while. And Lloyd brought this up, and I thought, yeah, that's a good idea because you forget about it even being there. And I know I've had you guys change my cabin filter out, well, every time we have it in for service, really.
Well, yeah, I mean, Oklahoma has this rich, biologically diverse air that we chew as much as we breathe. So, you know, that cabin air filter is doing a job. And not every vehicle has them, but most do. And it's something, you know, you probably need to change at least once a year. We see some companies that will say, okay, you change them every 2 years or 15,000 miles, whichever comes first. And that's probably not a bad rule of thumb. But again, we live in a place where you may walk out one morning after having your vehicle washed the day before, and there's that chartreuse film of pollen on it.
Yes. We're getting to that season right now.
Absolutely we are. So, you know, probably putting a fresh one in the spring makes sense because you were getting in spring and summer when the particles in the air are going to be thickest. It just amazes me that people, you know, come in with strange smells. They come in and their air conditioner is not blowing as hard as they think it should. And we pull out what should be a pleated paper filter, and it's just a solid brick of biological materials.
Yeah.
You know, you get dust, you get pollen, you get all sorts of biologic stuff in there, and then mold or fungus starts growing in it. You know, some of these we pull out, you almost want to have a hazmat suit before you touch them.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, we should differentiate. Cabin filters are different than your regular air filter for your engine. But either one needs to be changed pretty frequently. You've seen some pretty...
Well, cabin filter flows much easier. Otherwise, it'd stop up all the time.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, it's got to do that. But, yeah, this is the time of year when we're suddenly going to see that yellow, fine, grainy stuff on our cars.
Oh, I hate it.
Oh, me too. And I hate to breathe it, too. And that's where the cabin filters come in. So, anyway, you do those all the time there at Cecil & Sons Discount Tires. So, get that check there.
Absolutely, we're happy to help with it.
Yep, 723 here. All right, got a question in this morning. They've got a 96 Dodge. It's a 3.9 V6. If it's mid-60s or warmer, temperature-wise, starts up instantly. If it's colder, it turns over fast, but it won't even start.
Mm. I got one question. Does it start when he lets the key off? Or is that, does he notice anything like that?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we couldn't ask him.
Oh, like you're saying while it's cranking, and then as soon as he lets it off, it fires.
Takes off.
Yeah.
We used to see that on them.
Yes.
It still does on some of them, but it should possibly be in the module or the magnetic pickup. Depends on the system on the car.
And that would be affected by the temperature?
Yeah.
Colder temperature like that?
Yeah, temperature can affect a lot of things that would really surprise you.
Wow. Wow. Troy, you have any suggestions on that?
Well, I mean, the obvious thing to do is, you know, park it outside on a cold evening and then, you know, hook up a scan tool so you can live stream data and try to start it the following morning and see, you know, maybe it's not enriching the fuel enough for a cold start, or maybe it's enriching too much and, you know, flooding it out, so to speak, at a cold start. But yeah, you know, if it's temperature related, the it's difficult to get out of your vehicle. All of us understand that. You depend on it. But for something like that, you know, you really need a cold soak so you can try and, you know, try and duplicate the problem and see, you know, when it happens, what's causing it. That is truly odd, though.
Yeah. Locate the temperature sender, though, or sensor, and clean it. Make sure it's clean.
Yeah, that would help. That would certainly wouldn't hurt anyway to do that.
Yeah, I'm with Troy. It's hard. It's really hard on those. You have my guys will come in real early in the morning when it's super cold. If they've got a vehicle like doing that,
then
because you get there at 9, 10 o'clock, the temperature's back up.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's really hard. You have to do what he said, a cold soak.
Yeah, take it in, leave it, just let them do it early in the morning, see what happens. Last week we talked a little bit about people getting data out of our cars, seeing how fast we drove, seeing how much. Turning we did and how quick a start we did, and it actually affected insurance premiums. They're feeding that data to the insurance companies. And so we got a question here about that. If you can access the data off of your vehicle like we know they can, once you sync your phone up, can they access your credit card information off that? Your phone seems to me that that's a possibility that could happen. And, Troy, we talked about that last week. I think they could get any information off your phone once you're Bluetooth in, can't they?
Yeah, I mean, once you boot your phone up, they have access to that. Now, how deep they dive is a subject of quite a bit of debate right now. But you know, just recognize that if you hook your phone up, you, in effect, have given their position to access anything they want, just like they can access anything you want from your driving. And, you know, you think, oh, well, you know, they're aggregating it. They're scrubbing off identifying data. Yeah, no, they're really not. They're collecting data on you, and they're selling it to third parties as an additional profit stream for us.
Yeah.
We joke about, you know, Google being the farmer and now all of us who use Google being the crops. But, you know, that's equally true of your vehicle. These modern connected vehicles are reporting things all the time. And, you know, you just need to be aware of that, you know, when you start syncing your phone, when you start giving them access to additional data.
Something we didn't touch on last week that I thought about later, and I thought, oh, I should have mentioned this. If you rent a car, don't sync your phone up to the car.
Yeah, that's a hard never.
Don't do that. If you have to, make sure you go in and delete it or erase it. But I'm wondering if it really deletes it sometimes, you know. But don't do that, because that information, once they could just have that, they'll have access to your phone, I guess, through the Bluetooth, but they've got your information anyway.
You know, I've got a fleet of company trucks, and I have a couple that I drive now and then, and it makes me crazy to be walking through the parking lot, and all of a sudden my phone jumps to that truck.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it just because I've synced to it and haven't turned it off.
Crazy. 7:28, Saturday morning. It's going to be a nice first part of the weekend here. This is the better of the 2 days, looks like today. Clouds today, but we'll see some sun this afternoon, 64 for the high, and then some rain tomorrow. You're listening to Wheels on an Ask the Experts weekend on
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on 102.3 KRMG. The wheels roll on with answers to your automotive questions from the pros at Cecil & Sons Discount Tires and Tulsa Gas Technologies. Here's Denver Fox, along with Lloyd Bowler, Troy Cox, and Tom Sewell on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
About, you know, the abundance of natural gas, not only for to keep you warm, but to keep your car going, keep your truck going. And you convert vehicles to compressed natural gas all the time. There are rebates, there are tax credits. They help you cover that initial investment. And it's just a win-win situation for everybody.
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you, a new vehicle that we've been converting, we finished one this week. It's the Transit van, the Ford Transit van, the big one.
Oh.
Boy, they run good. It's a, you know, just seems to be a great vehicle for, we got a guy, the glass company here in town's coming to look at them. And, you know, there's just no reason why you couldn't have that as your daily driver, your in town or in Oklahoma vehicle.
Yeah.
Very easy operation.
I've had my truck now going on 5 years, coming up 5 years.
Wow.
I've used that and saved tons of money because it's $1.75. For the equivalent gallon for natural gas.
Every day.
And yeah. Doesn't go up or down, doesn't jump up every time gas jumps up 20 cents a gallon here. yours stays the same.
Well, and even next year, gas is trending down. So it looks like we're going to be able to hold our price. You know, I say this every year about this time because I start negotiating right now, and I try to lock it in by August for the next year. And, you know, it's amazing the market we live in that natural gas is this way.
You know, I was looking at gas crude oil was up at one point. It was at $82 a barrel. I think it's down to 80 now, $81.
81, yeah.
It kind of dropped down a little bit. But they're talking about now they've got – there was a refinery that was offline.
Yes.
And it's back online. So now the supply is a little more and we – but the people wonder why gas went up. And there's a number of reasons. That refinery being offline was one thing. But also there's more people driving right now. There's more demand for oil.
Oh, yeah, there is. You see more and more and more vehicles. It seems like the other day when during spring break, it seemed like there was a little gap. You know, we didn't see mm-hmm. it. But, man, it's the switch flipped, and, man, it's just like they're everywhere.
And then the summer blend, you know, they've got that too. So.
Yeah, I think that's hogwash. I've always thought that the summer blend,
and they make a big deal like you've got to switch over and everything. And so I'm wondering, is it just a valve they turn, or is that there's probably a computer setting that? But still, it doesn't seem like it would require that much to change it over. I don't know.
The zillions of gallons they run through a refinery.
Over the years, I've had some customers that gave me some answers on that, and they said, "Yeah, it's kind of like turning a valve."
I'm sure it is. They're changing an additive. Yeah. Is all they're doing. Probably adding up to 10% ethanol, you know.
7:41, and producer Tim, who we got on the line this morning?
You know, I was supposed to say one thing with this summer blend. You know, so it goes down in the winter blend, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No, yeah. Really.
It goes down
a little bit, but it's not like, okay, you know, you just turn a valve. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the follow-up to the text we had earlier. We were going to ask a question. He called.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. This is Rick, by the way.
Okay. Well, let's talk to Rick. Good morning. Welcome to Wheels. You have the 96 Dodge, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And it doesn't start when it's a little bit cold, huh?
No. Say you and I go fishing right now. You know, I say not right now, but say it's close mid-60s to 70. You can look at that key and that sucker will start. I mean, that quick. But no miss, no nothing. You can drive it out. We can fish and everything. Say it's bow season. You say, well, you know, we'll go back here and bow hunt. Well, you know, you might be mid-70s to 80s during that season in October. You know, but you get back to the truck and it's below 60. You can bump the key and let it turn three or four times, you know, because I don't want to mess my starter up, you know. Turn it off. Wait a little while. Hit it again. And you just might well have another vehicle there because you ain't going to know where it's in it.
Huh. I think we should look at a temperature sensor.
Yeah, what I was going to suggest myself is the fuel temp sensor. There is one on the temperature. Bypass it with a paper clip and try it to see what happens.
It's called what, sir?
Fuel temp sensor.
Fuel temp sensor?
Yeah.
Is that you measure the temperature of the fuel?
Yeah.
Now, that's the sensor for the fuel system. You also have a temperature sensor. That's the gauge. But the fuel temp sensor, you'll have to get some information to find out where it is.
It's I got
probably close to the thermostat. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, another thing, take it to somebody that's got a scanner, a computerized scanner, and let them read the temperatures that they're seeing at the sensors. Because they need to do it when it's below 60, so they can. So you can do it, and let's see if the computer's actually seeing the right temperature.
Yeah, when you get down into some of these areas, the computer's dealing in 0.5 volts.
Right.
So it really gets sensitive. So.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, and I live right by Cecil's Discount Tires right here in Sand Springs. So, you know, what I need to do is, of course, Troy,
make an appointment.
Always busy. Yeah.
Troy, they can just call you or call one of the stores, whichever one is near him, and make an appointment, come in. And it'd be better for him just to leave the car so it'll be there cold early in the morning, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I mean, if it's only happening when it's cold, we've got to duplicate that.
The other thing I thought of
is
if he's got a fuel pump starting to go sideways, you know, has some worn seals or something, well, everything contracts when it's cold. So that's another thing to look at. Is it getting adequate both fuel pressure and fuel volume?
Well, you'd see that through the scanner, too.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why it's important to go ahead and pay for an hour of diagnostics and let them have your car with the computer and let the mechanic try to duplicate what it's doing.
Exactly, because I went a while back and bought one of my friends said, well, Rick, it's probably the fuel pump because it's got a fuel regulator sensor on it.
Yes.
Fuel pressure regulator sensor. So I went and bought a brand spanking new fuel pump. Now, I haven't had time to put it on because I'm here at this sand plant 24/7, it seems like. And I thought, well, you know, you could go throwing parts at a vehicle, as you all know.
That's right. I'll do some more checking before I put a fuel pump.
So probably what I need to do is go in and talk to Troy down there. First time I'm catching him down there at the store and get with him and talk to him and just leave it with him and just have him check it out and see what he thinks.
Sounds like
plan. Give us a call. If you're taking it to the Morrow Road location, my brother Brian's there most of the time, pretty much all the time. We're kind of like you in the sand plant. We're on call 24/7, but
I know you are.
A cold morning, and hopefully we can, you know, looking at the next week's forecast, we may have some mornings under 60 degrees. So, let's just try to figure out what day is forecast to be the coldest and make arrangements to drop it off the night before so we can sit outside and go.
I have other vehicles, no problem there, Joy, period. I can just bring it in. Because all I do is hunt and fish out of it. I might put 100 miles on it a year, I'm going, that's crazy,
Absolutely. Well, Rick, thanks. I hope that helped you out there. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it this morning. 7:46 here on Wheels. Tommy, you were just talking about tires. You actually got new tires put on your car, didn't you?
I sure did. Troy brought me some tires in. And I tell you, they do such a great job. We make an appointment. It's a commercial vehicle. When it's not working, it's not making money. They got me in, got me right out. I mean, that's exactly what I expected. Their people did a great job.
Yeah, good work always. You guys always have quality employees there that work hard and make sure to get the job done right and in a timely manner.
Well, that shows how effective,
tires routinely, just like I do on my own trucks. I rotate them every time I change the oil. Where most people get high 40s to low 50s, he's running mid 60,000 miles on that same tire. And it comes down to his excellent maintenance habits. But that's true for everybody. If you take care of the tires, if you rotate them regularly, you make sure they've got the correct air pressure in them, get your alignment checked from time to time because, of course, Oklahoma roads are terrible. You will get great mileage out of your tires. It's the folks that don't take care of them that typically have the short mileage or, less than optimum mileage maybe is a better way to say it.
Well, that was one thing about doing business with you guys. I could ask your sales guy questions, and he gave me the mileage when we put all of our tires on that vehicle. And it gave me an idea what I'm spending, what I'm doing with this tire. Is this the best tire for that truck, for the application? And people don't realize the information that we keep as we work on these vehicles is very valuable. So now I could tell somebody if I sell this truck, here's the history, my tire history. Yeah. This is very important information.
Been well taken care of, and it puts peace of mind in the possible situation.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, we've got a text message here. Someone texted back, and we're talking about some of the problems we talked about last week, actually, with ethanol gasoline mixtures and using them in lawn equipment and small engine tools. And that's where they were saying it seemed the battery electric mowers would make a lot more sense for lawn tools. But, boy, if you do have chainsaws, small lawnmowers, any kind of lawnmower, use 100% gas in that.
Yeah, if it's available to you, use it. It will save you money, big money, because, to get a chainsaw worked on anymore is so expensive. You can almost buy the chainsaw for what you have it worked on for.
Yeah.
And use real gasoline because of the hoses, the seals, and all that with it setting for over the time.
Yeah.
And put stable in it. Every time you use it, just make that a habit.
Yep, it's a good idea. 7:49. So we get ready for a pretty nice first part of the weekend anyway. Some rain coming in tomorrow. We need the rain, though. 40 degrees in Tulsa. You're listening to Wheels and Ask the Experts. Weekend is happening here on 102.3 KRMG.
Our Ask the Experts weekend continues on 102.3 KRMG. Problems with your car, truck, or SUV? We've got you covered. Cecil & Sons Discount Tires and Tulsa Gas Technologies welcome your questions on Wheels on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
755, that here, and Tulsa Gas Technology, the place to go for fleet maintenance. Doesn't matter how many vehicles in your fleet, I take my fleet of one into Tulsa Gas Tech.
Well,
That is a fleet, and it works great. And also, you help check everything over. You take care of all the paperwork, like you were just talking about. You've got a record of everything you've done to it. Or maybe you're watching something. Something may be getting bad, but not bad yet. But we're going to keep an eye on it. They tell me that, and I say, okay, check that thing, you know. And they got it there. They know what you're talking about.
Well, we've got a Ford truck that's got the death wobble. And without the records, if you just jump from shop to shop to shop, you don't know what parts they're changing. Well, we know exactly what parts we've changed, and we're trying to figure out this death wobble in this truck. And, man, it's been killing us.
And you also help people with commercial vehicles that have commercial paperwork. You can help them try to get all their proper documentation that you should have if you're going to be out on the road doing business. And you need to have that, or you could be in trouble.
Yeah, you'll get a love note. I've got them before, and that's what got me on the DOT bandwagon to get my my ducks in a row.
And get your ducks in a row and get your maintenance done there, because if you don't do the maintenance,
you're going to do repairs.
And you might be calling Jack's Wrecker Service. Jack's Wrecker is available 24 hours a day for folks out there, and that's just a part of the service for Tulsa Gas Tech.
It is, and they're always out there smiling, trying to pick you up, make your life better.
Here's a number you need to have in your phone just in case. Jack's Wrecker, it's good to know who's coming to get you, who's taking your valuable vehicle somewhere, and where they're going to take it, and you'll do that with Jack. Here's the number to put in your phone, 918-645-2282. And if you have that there, it'll get right into Jack's Wrecker, jackswrecker.com or tulsagastech.com. Someone texted in, let's see, they've got a Chrysler 200 with a 3.9 and maybe a V6. They were trying to find the temperature sensor. They've got to replace it, and they're just not sure where on the motor to look for it, and you looked that up.
Yeah, so I think it's on the driver's side on top of the thermostat housing. So you should be able to follow the radiator hose down to the thermostat housing and find it. And it looks like it's just a little twist clip that comes out, and you can change it out real easy. Yeah. But it should be there.
And the sensor will usually have two wires instead of just one.
Yeah, well, it's got a little clip that pulls the cable off, and it looked like it was a very easy repair.
Yeah.
And, Lloyd, you were saying that that is an important thing to have, because even though your motor might still be running, you think, okay, your mileage could go down significantly.
Oh, yeah. It'll kill it, and your car will still run pretty good. That's what's so tricky about it.
All right, 758. Troy Cox with Cecil & Son Discount Tires. Two locations in Sand Springs and one in Sepulpa, right there on Main Street, just off of Route 66. Well worth a short drive over from Tulsa to get all your tire needs, all your brake needs, all your just tune-ups, oil changes, the whole nine yards. And you guys have great information on your website at cecilandsons.com.
Absolutely. You can toggle on cecilandsons.com, hit the promotions tab, see all the current rebate offers. There's also options to contact us if you're needing to ask a question or to get an estimate put together. Very happy to help you any way we can.
All right. And open to 3:00 today. All right. Guys, yes, have sir. A great weekend. The news is next on KRMG.
Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm going to be a star.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.